Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now time to catch up on the very latest cutting edge of our wonderful world of music on Open House with the man who's across it all, our resident musical guru, David Andrew. David, welcome back.
Hello, Lee.
Great to see you.
You too.
I don't know whether this is much of an Open House name, but the Killers are back, my friend. tell me about the Killers.
Sounds like a different radio segment.
Yes, indeed.
So the Killers are a band from Las Vegas, and they're back after a year and a half break. They've been off kind of doing these solo projects and collaborations and stuff. And we actually looked at their lead singer, Brendan Flowers, his solo project a while ago.
Okay.
And so if you liked that, then there is a good chance that you may like this project that's come out from the Killers. It's got all that kind of Americana baritone swagger that happened with his previous solo project. And then we've got the energy and kind of the synths and the excitement that you get from the band vibe going on.
So. I love your terminology, the baritone swagger.
That's correct.
Let's have a listen. This is Flesh and Bone from the Killers. Now, if I can get David Andrew back in the chair, stop swaggering around the studio. So that's the Killers.
It's a great album.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to like it. There's a lot of really good songwriting on there. And Killers have been around for a while. So they're a great established name in music. And they just keep producing quality. So I would highly recommend that you check that album out.
Okay, that's the Killers. Pink has a new album out.
Yes, Pink has a new album out.
Oh, now I denote a bit of attitude there.
Pink's not generally the artist that I'd cover, and she's been known to go on these angry but lovable rants over the years. Yes. In her music.
Yes.
So she's not, you know, the happiest of artists, but she has a lot of fun, I suppose, in her misery. But well, she's been through a bit, and yes, you see them on the albums. So after kind of the wild ride, angry ride that was her last album, Funhouse.
Yes.
You know, ironically named.
Yes.
We see her pairing up again with her longtime collaborator, a guy called Butch Walker,
right,
who is a great artist in his own right, kind of does like the country, alternate country kind of scene. So we see her release another album that's really high energy, still fun, still kind of angry, but perhaps a little bit more contemplative, I suppose, before launching into her, you know, tirades.
She's toned down a little bit.
Well, I think she's thought a little bit before she rants. She still rants, but she's kind of framed things a bit more maturely and then decided to rant about that from that angle.
So what's your view of this one then?
Well, I think she's got some incredible lyrical spins and really fun ways of describing some of the human conditions, some of the stuff that she goes through. Really great songwriting that's on the album. And if you like pop music, you're just going to love how it's packaged. There's a lot of great guitars and synth and pop elements, and it'll really connect with the top 40 crowd and also be something that you can connect with if you're kind of going through a bit of stuff. However, I understand that it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, because Pink is who Pink is.
Yes. So let's have a listen. This is Just Give Me a Reason from Pink. That's Pink.
You'll notice that there's that quasi kind of fun drum beat from the we looked at Fun a couple of weeks ago. You've got that kind of fun drum beat, and then we have as the feature artist on the track a guy called Nate Ruiz, who is the lead singer from the band Fun. Seeing those collaborations happen all the way through the industry,
she's spreading her musical wings a bit.
I think so.
Next up, new album from Bob Dylan, the old growler.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah, well, yeah.
See, people will be offended by that, but he is. I saw him live last year. He just growled his way through this concert.
Well, that's because he was such a great singer when he started.
Really?
Not really.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
This is his 35th studio album.
Wow.
Not to mention like the live albums that he does.
Yep.
So 35th studio album. He is 71 years old. It's a mammoth effort. And to also see him not just release a new album for the sake of releasing an album, but it be stylistically progressive. You see him. There's gold in what he writes. Okay. And so his last album was a Christmas album. Fans were like, meh. And then he comes out with this brand new album called Tempest, kind of based on, or the title track comes from the sinking of the Titanic.
Okay, yes.
And so it's like a 7-minute song about the story of that. And so it's an incredible milestone for any artist. The album features a bunch of things. It features a tribute track to John Lennon called Roll On John. Really great storytelling, really great songwriting. If you've been a fan of Bob Dylan, you're going to love this album.
And no doubt he's got some good collaboration going on, some good producers.
Yeah, he just continues to grow as an artist.
Yeah. So we have a track from this called Scarlet Town. This is the old growler, Bob Dylan.
In Scarlet Town, you fight your father's foes. Up on the hill, a chilly wind blows. You fight him on high, and you fight him down in. You fight him with whiskey, morphine and gin.
The unmistakable sound of Bob Dylan. At least you can understand him there. You can understand him more on that than you could in a concert, I'll tell you.
He's a legacy, and I think if you haven't listened to Bob Dylan, I would recommend that you kind of listen to this with a bit of an open mind, and it may not be your cup of tea, but just the goal that's cultivated from being in the music industry for that long is fantastic.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Now, listen, a couple of months ago we instituted in our musical segment this final Guiltiest Pleasure track, and I just don't know what we've done here, because I think we've created a bit of a monster. You've handed this one over to the highly dubious musical taste of Kate the Great, our open house producer.
Who was immensely excited about this opportunity. Oh,
she spent all day on this.
Just whittling down her options.
I think this is the first time the Spice Girls have been heard on open house. There she is, bouncing off the walls out there. Sit down.
Kate. Settle down, Kate. Settle down.
Well, as I said, that's probably a first for Open House. I don't think the Spice Girls have ever been heard on Open House before, but anyhow, there's a first. Thank you so much, David. I'm sure she's grateful. She's grinning. It's been great to see you.
Cheers, you too.
And it's my turn next time.
Fantastic. Guilty pleasure.
Watch that space.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.